السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. We're recording. So now the story of the ayah, the surah 2, ayah 247. It is the story of... You okay?
I'm getting another headache.
Yes. So the story of Talut and Jalut. What is that story? It's a very helpful story. Okay? The lesson to learn from this story, how Allah filters the bad people, separate them from the good people. When Allah wants to do a very serious, when Allah wants a very serious task to be done, Allah will what? Separate the what? The good people from the bad people. So basically, here the story is about Allah wants a serious task to be done. Yes, to be done.
What?
Allah wants a serious task to be done.
This is going to be our final.
Allah separates the good from the bad. Allah separates the good from the bad. And the question is, how does Allah do that? Let's that story. You know the children of Israel, they were supposed to go into Jerusalem, right? And free Jerusalem. The story that we learned last time is what? They didn't believe in the name of Allah Jabbar, did they? Like the homework story, right? To put it in your own words, that they did not believe in the name of Allah what? Jabbar. And they said, those people are Jabbar people. Jabbarun. So when the Prophet Musa alayhi salam said, go! They said, what are you talking about? Those are Jababira. Those are Jabbarun. Those are mighty. We can't fight mighty people. We can't. So Prophet Musa alayhi salam, the Prophet that was in, Prophet Musa alayhi salam said, Allah promised me victory. Allah promised me what?
Victory.
So they said they didn't believe in that. So they say, Allah promised you victory. Ha, 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 ha. How about this? You and your Allah go fight the mighty people. Yes, I'm continuing the story. You and the Allah, your Allah, go fight the mighty people. Go fight them. Okay, and when you win, you call us, you give us a call, and then we're going to enter. But as long as they are there, we're not getting in. So what was the punishment from Allah?
40 years
loss in desert. Okay, now the 40 years end.
Why was it 40 years?
Yes, that's a good question. 40 years because one, so the coward the generation
can die.
Dies, and the brave generation
grows.
Yeah. So Allah replaced the generation with another generation because the old generation were cowards. They didn't want to do it. Now it is the time to enter Jerusalem again. It is the time to enter what? Jerusalem again. So the Prophet at that time, I don't know his name and the Quran didn't mention his name. So let's call him Prophet Unknown. Prophet Unknown.
Prophet X.
Okay. So Prophet X told them, now the coward generation is gone, now the brave generation. So Prophet X told them, hey, guys, Allah wants us to... Aren't you going to test them? Allah wants you to enter the what? Allah wants you to enter this holy land. All right? So, before the Prophet tells them that, they used to ask for it. They used to say, hey, why don't you ask, they used to tell Prophet X, why don't you ask Allah to bring us a king, a leader, so that we can fight with him and enter the Holy Land. So that was, they were asking for it. They were what?
Asking for it.
So now the prophet said, Allah accepted your prayer, and he sent you a king. And the name of this king was Talut. We want a king.
Who said that?
To you. To lead us into the Holy Land. Holy Land. Okay, so that's what we want a king to lead us into the Holy Land.
Who said that?
The children of Israel. Okay, so the prophet, so these are the...
Is it Prophet Musa?
No. Prophet X. I'm going to call, I'm going to call a children of Israel, C-O-I. C-O-I.
Sounds like
C-O-I. No, C-O-I. So the C-O-I said we want a king to fight for to lead us into the Holy Land. So Prophet X said, Allah chose Talut to be the king and leader. So that's Prophet X. So Prophet X. Okay.
So Talut was Prophet X.
No, Allah's Prophet X said, Allah sent you Talut as the king. So Prophet X. Okay, Prophet X said that. So now, here's the first test. So that is the first test. Okay, that is the first test. That is... First test. All right, what is the test in here? Why, Talu? I am better than him. Excuse me, Prophet X. You made a wrong choice. I am better fit than him. No, you made it wrong. I don't accept him as a king.
Is this Prophet Deadwood's story?
It ends with the Prophet Dawood story. It ends. Actually, Prophet Dawood appeared at the end. But the story, all the story has nothing to do with Prophet Dawood until the end, very end. So Allah chose Talut to be the king. Okay? Now, that was the first test. That is the first test. So in the first test, people split. The people split. The good... People split into two groups. One group said, okay, no way, they say, no way we're better than them. No way. We are better than Talut. I should be the king. So that is the first response. And this was the first split. And the rest of the group said,
no.
We accept the choice of Allah. You see how it works? So that was the first test where people split. The stronger people are the ones who accepted the test, and the weaker people are the ones who passed, who flunked the test. So those are better believers. Those are better people, and those are less. So, Allah, in this way, Allah filtered away the less good and kept the better. Now, is that the whole thing? No. Talut took the army, and Talut went into the fight. Talut took the army and went to the fight. In the way, Allah wanted to filter away the weak people and take the strong people, like the people with weak faith, and keep the people with a strong faith. So Allah made the second test.
Didn't he already do that?
Allah made it three times. Allah did it three times. It was three tests. So test number two was, see how Allah filters? Okay. So those who passed the test, they go into the second test. Okay? So, second test is don't drink from the river more than a handful of water. That is the second test. Okay, what was that test about? The test was that they traveled in the desert, and they traveled in the desert so long that they ran out of water. They ran out of water. Okay? So they ran out of water. So when they ran out of water, they are thirsty. When they are thirsty, they are dying for water, right? They are so thirsty. They are tired. They have no water. And when, so their prophet says, the king Talut told them, I command you, in the name of Allah, that when you arrive to the river, you only fill your hands with water and drink once. That's it. So, fill your hands with the water and drink how many times? Once. You don't do it two times. You don't do it what? Two times. You got it? And they are what? Thirsty. Thirsty. They are so thirsty. They are dying out of thirst. So, people... Go ahead.
Can I get water?
Yeah. So, people split. Yes? Huh? Allah chose. Oh, that's Prophet X. PX is Prophet X. So, the second test, don't drink from the river more than a handful of water. More than what? A handful of water. Guess what was the answer? Guess what was the answer? Huh?
Some people, dip themselves in it and they,
That's right.
More than a handful.
Yeah. When they arrive to the river, Some people, the weaker people, the people with less faith, they jumped into the river. They actually jumped into the actual river and they started drinking and showering and drinking and showering. But the better people did what? They took only a drink of water. So people here split again into two. Split into two. The two groups. So the better, the less. Okay. Hold on. The break is just around the corner. So I can't just let everybody get the water. When you're tested, you can drink the water. Okay. This is the better. This is the less. The better obeyed, and the less disobeyed. You got it? So disobeyed. So the ones who disobeyed. Disobey. The one who disobeyed were filtered away. So now we have the ones who obeyed.
They filtered away the dying?
Huh?
Yeah, what happened to them? What do you mean?
They left. He left them alone and he went. He continued the trip. He just left them behind. And they were left behind. Okay. Every time, left behind. Then the third test is that you take the obeyed. The third test was that they arrived to the land. Okay. They arrived to the land.
So this is the third and final?
And the final test, yes. See? Allah keeps filtering them.
Only the best get it done.
Exactly. So the best will survive. Allah wants the best to survive. So the third test was okay. Believe in the name of Allah al-Jabbar. Do you believe? Do you believe in the name al-Jabbar? What happened? It's the same test that the people before flunked. What happened when the people before Prophet Musa said, enter? They looked, they found the mighty people, right? They found the mighty people and they said what? Go fight with your Lord. So here is the third test, the same exact third test. They arrived to the boundaries of the Holy Land and they sent spies to look. The spies came back saying what? Those are mighty people. They have unbelievable weapons. They are big. They have big muscles. They, etc., etc., etc. You got it? Then they said, we are not going to... They split into two groups. One group says, no way we will win. No way we win. So the group says, no. The group says, one group says, Allah will make us prevail. Allah will make us prevail. This is one group. They said, Allah will make us prevail. And second group that split away, they say, no way we will win. It is impossible to win. It is impossible to win. So, the one they said, Allah, we cannot be weak if Allah is on our side. Can you be weak if Allah is on your side? Can you be weaker?
No.
If Allah is on your side, can you be a minority? If Allah is on your side, you will be the majority and you will be the stronger.
Yes, sir.
Because Allah is on what? Your side. So they were tested here. The one who passed the test said, Allah will make us prevail. The one who flunked the test said, Allah will make us prevail.
Allah will give us.
Now, this is, those people are the ones who won. Those people that Allah wanted. So Allah filtered three times. Why this? Because it's a serious task. And in the serious tasks, you don't go with weak soldiers. You want to pick the cream, the very best, the strongest. You see how Allah tests?
Cream isn't exactly strong.
I mean, I meant the you pick the
tastiest part.
The best out of the milk, which is the cream of the milk.
Oh, okay.
The best out of the milk, which is the cream.
Milk.
And then what happened? Those few people entered the land, and when they entered the land, they prevailed. Lina, to be tested. When they entered the land, they prevailed. Okay? So you see how they are being tested and filtered one after another, after another, after another? Now, there is one thing to add here. When the people said, we, no way, we are better than Talut, we're not going to accept him a king, there is one more detail there that he said, Allah, to prove to you that this is the choice of Allah, Allah is going to bring you flying a coffin. A coffin that has the remains of Prophet Musa and Prophet Harun.
What?
Yes, Allah will bring a coffin to you that has the stuff from the time of Prophet Harun and Prophet Musa.
Oh, I thought you meant the remains.
No, the stuff that remained. So it was brought, and the angels were carrying it, and it was brought to them. So they have seen the miracle. They have seen the coffin in front of them. Yet, they rejected Talut as a king. Okay? So, the bad people, they say, we are better than Talut. Now, the second thing that we need to study in this ayah is the end of the ayah, which is, Wallahu wasi'un alim. The end of this ayah is Wallahu wasi'un alim, which means that these are two names of Allah related to the incident. Let's go to the details of the first test. The first test, he said, Allah chooses. In the first test, when Allah said, Talut is the king. When the Prophet X said, okay, so he said Allah chose Talut as the king. Allah chose Talut as the king. Now, I'm going to fill in more details.
Who's Galut?
Talut. Galut is the leader of the bad guys.
They're going to go to war?
Yeah, they are going to go to war. And the leader of the bad guys' name is Jalut. And he was killed by Prophet Dawood. You know how Prophet Dawood killed him? He had
slingshot. He was that dude. That
He had a rope, and at the end of the rope, he had a very heavy rock, and then he did bam, and Jalut died. So Jalut was the leader of the Holy Land, the bad guys of the Holy Land, and Dawood, Jalut, because the children of Israel prevailed. Because Jalut was the army, was the leader of the army of the bad guys that got defeated.
Yeah, but then how is he alive?
He's not.
You said
he
died.
He died, yeah.
He
was killed. He was killed. He was killed by Dawood. So Dawood took that stone and then
Wait, so Dawood committed murder?
It was a war. It was
he
a war.
He killed Jalut.
Why?
Because you're in war. You kill your enemy.
Yes.
This is after this whole...
At the end of the ayah, he said, Allah chose... See, this is a very important thing that you keep in mind. Very important. They said, Allah chose...
Go back to your work.
Allah chose Talut. So, people, the bad guys said.
Because you're like in fourth grade. You have like.
Oh, come
she's
on, don't.
Picky, okay?
She's in the middle school.
Everyone has work. Okay, you need to stop talking about how much work you have.
My elementary school had no work.
Please focus with me here. I'll give you a chance until next week. I'll give you a chance until next week, okay? So I give you a chance until what? Next week. Hello? Chance until next week. So he said, Allah chose Talut as the king. They said, we don't like that. We're better than him.
What? Again?
Oh, we're better than him. I'm going to fill you more details in there. Fill you more details. We're better than him.
After?
We should be the king.
Wait, is this after killing
Jalut? No. I'm talking now. I'm starting from the beginning.
What?
I'm going to fill in more details. I went without giving you details. Now I'm going to give you details. So they say we're better than him. So the Prophet X said, Allah gives power to whom he likes, he or he wills, or he wants. Meaning that this is the choice of Allah.
Can I go get water?
The break is right around the corner, 10 minutes. Okay?
Five minutes.
Okay, just listen to me here. So they say, look here. Look, watch out. He said, Allah, this is a very, very important point. It applies to us. Because of what? We don't like what Allah gives us. We don't what? Like what Allah gives. And we always want more. Okay, I always look. Allah gives you a Toyota car.
What?
Okay. Then you always say, no, this guy has Mercedes.
What?
Why don't I get the Mercedes? See here? I am the one who deserves to get the Mercedes. Allah made a mistake. Allah made a what? Mistake. Allah doesn't know what he's doing. And instead of giving me the Mercedes, he gave it to what? This guy. Do you can you relate to this? They say the other grass is always cleaner. The grass is always greener on the other side. That's a very good explanation to the problem that they had. They did not accept the division Allah. So the Prophet X said, Allah divides shares. In other words, Allah divides shares. Shares. Among his creation. Allah divides shares among his creation. Allah divides share among his what? Creation. You understand that?
Yes, sir.
Allah divides shares among his creation. We must accept the division of Allah. And we must accept it. And we must accept. So, Ya Allah, this guy, I live into two-bedroom house.
And this guy
has a mansion. Ya Allah, Ya Allah, you're not fair. Ya Allah, I am the one who should get the mansion. Ya Allah, why would he get better than me? Okay. Huh? Ya Allah, this guy, it's not fair. This guy has a lot of nice clothes. And my clothes, I have only one shirt and one pants.
What?
Okay. Ya Allah, how come? How come? You judge Allah for his divining. So here you say, you judge Allah. You judge Allah for his division of wealth and power. So you see why they will further? Those are the worst. Because once you judge Allah for his divisions, okay? We don't like it. We don't like it. We don't like it. We don't want Jalut. Talut. We don't want Talut. We're better than him. We're better than him. We're the ones supposed to be the kings. We're the ones supposed to be the leaders. How come he gets to be the leaders over us? Okay? Allah chose him. Who? No. Allah made a mistake. Allah made a mistake. He's not the one that has more money. Look, now the criteria is, the excuse is, he's not the one who has the most money. He's not the richest. And why did they use this? Because generally the children of Israel love money. They say the Jews love money, right?
Yeah, but who doesn't?
No, but they love money more than anybody else.
I don't have any money, so what is there?
You're putting a general...
No. Thank you very much. May Allah bless you. The majority, not everybody, majority of Jews love money. And they are the ones who control the banks and the insurance companies and, you know, they are the ones who have the money, most money in the United States.
Jews?
Jews.
My Jewish friends are hickers.
You see? Now,
like, you know, on Hanukkah they get like 8 presents in 8 days.
What I'm trying to say here is that they used what criteria? The criteria is we're better than him because we have more money. Allah, division. Say, we better than him. Because. Because we have more money. We have more money. A lot of people, by the way, a lot of people will agree that the Jews always have, like, most control most of the money in any nation.
Yeah.
A lot of people who agree with that.
Disrespectful or anything, but that's pretty racist.
Well, may I say 70% is true?
No, but like, it's 70% of Muslims are terrorists.
Stereotypes. No. You're putting a stereotype.
Okay, I will take that.
It's like
I will take that. Fine. A stereotype.
Like
no
Americans
problem.
Americans tend to be more teachers
yeah, but most people
and
aren't
writers
okay.
and
we
stuff.
Know how much
it's like, it's just
the real capital is in the hands of the Jewish people. You need to understand that.
No, but like, and then black people.
But hold on, This is not a stereotype. This is not a stereotype. You know why? Because excuse me, they are smart people. If you want to have money, be as smart as they are. Right? Is it shame to tell you that you control the money because you're smart? No. Right? It's not a stereotype. I'm telling you. The Jews are smarter than everybody else in gaining money. You want to be like them? Do what they do.
What do?
They work hard. They think hard. They follow any new ideas to see if they can bring money out of it. Okay? No. So, it's not a stereotype. It is a good thing. You see what I'm saying? You want to be like them? Do what they do. Be as clever as they are. So, they are clever. They are what?
Clever.
And they measure that we have more money. So we circle that and we say, Jews are very clever. Jews are very clever. Very clever in making money.
But do like most Jews all like some sort of stock market thing?
Stock market.
Actually, let's do it here. Jews are very clever in making money. In making money. You want to be like them? Be as clever as they are. They work hard and they are smart. You understand why isn't it a stereotype? You understand why isn't it a stereotype or not? I want your attention for a minute. Do you understand why not a stereotype? Because they are hard workers and clever. You want to be rich? Be like them. So, and instead of being jealous and saying, no.
Aren't we
going to
do suggestions?
No.
Oh,
no. It doesn't.
He wants to give suggestions. You said you want a suggestion.
Enough. There's no pasta.
Trust me, it's not. Kids don't want to work.
Kids are very lazy.
If they gave me reasonable suggestions, I would have opened the game, but you look ridiculous suggestions.
And if they come on their own time, then it won't that be good. So then ask them to stay after
school. You can come up with an infinite amount of excuses as to why you can do your homework and why you memorize, as to why you don't come to school. Yeah, and all that stuff. But at the end of the day, it's really your own interest, not in Sunday school, but in your connection with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And how much you want to do to earn Jannah, like...
No pain, no gain.
Yeah, and I'm not, like... I think that the grades are supposed to be just the motivation. I don't think that they should be, like, the sole reason why you memorize. So, yeah, memorize your A's and stuff.
You know what happened? You know why people become losers? You know? Because homework hurts my feelings. I don't want to do homework because homework hurts my feelings. I don't want to do homework. You know what will hurt your feeling more? When you grow up to be a what?
A
loser.
Oh my God, every time I type in my name, it changes it to hobo.